Hey, we had a guest in the studio here in our wonderful accommodations here in Side Studio B. It's Doc from Smoking Gun Works. I just want to apologize to him again. You know, last time he came in, you were...
I'd had the knee blowout, yes.
The knee problem, so he was just...
Oh, no worries.
No, I know. I know you, no worries. But I also know that I couldn't provide to you the kind of banter and talk that you and Riles have been lost in for the last five minutes. Like, you guys, anything could have happened in the hallway. There could have been a fire. Nothing. You guys weren't going to move a muscle.
Oh, no. We had a great conversation.
Just talking shop, having a good time. Yep. And so I apologize for you not being... I'm sure you're anticipating that, walking in. Like, oh, Riles, are going to... Cut it up about stuff. And then,
well, actually,
Joe,
yeah,
I talked to this guy about guns. All right.
You brought up a great topic last time about how people feel going into a gun shop.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
You know, and we had a good discussion about that. And at Smoking Gun Works, we really like to make it worth your drive so that when you're there, you feel at home.
Yes. You know, you made that very clear.
So we have, you know, female new shooters. We have a lot of guys that are new shooters. We have a lot of guys that... you know, might have, experience with handguns and now with long guns or vice versa. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, surprisingly, a lot of military guys get out of the military. They've had a lot of experience with, a long gun of some sort and have virtually none with a handgun. So, you know, our conversation, the topics you brought up of your concerns were met and heard out loud, actually.
Very good. Well,
to the point where we actually went back, you know, that day to the gun shop and revisited how we treat our customers to make sure that everybody is welcomed properly, to make sure that you feel comfortable about being in a gun shop.
Very nice.
And you guys, if I can interject on this one, you guys do that masterfully because having been in a bunch of different places that have ranges over the years, mm-hmm. many of them I've gone into, for someone who's never, doesn't have any experience, wants to learn and all that, that's not the place for them because there's a gun bro culture in there.
Oh, definitely
that looks
is.
Down on questions.
Yes.
That looks down on, oh, that's your equipment? Oh, that's what you...
That's all you shoot?
That's all that you shoot? Well, you need to have somebody in telling you that everything you're doing is wrong and you should do this. And it's the same way with anything when you're a novice and you're trying to get in. There's gatekeepers.
Yes.
You don't have those at Smoking Gun Works. Everybody there is super welcoming, is super nice. There aren't dumb questions.
Never. We want to make sure that, first off, buying a firearm is a very monumental thing. It truly is.
Yes.
You know, you and I are in particular are kind of seasoned toward it. We know what we want, know what we like.
Yeah.
A novice has no idea.
None.
So it's very important that they have that experience at Smoking Gun Works, to feel comfortable about trying different ones out, you know, which leads to the rental case that we have. And we have quite a plethora of different firearms you can choose from.
Yeah. You want to know what it feels like to shoot this? They've got that there. You can go shoot that.
Yeah, the last thing we want is for you to feel uncomfortable, make a stressed purchase, and then buy a firearm that you really don't even like to shoot.
Right. Because you won't practice if you don't like it.
No, and you need to practice, you know, to be proficient with it, to be safe with it. You know, that's why we have all the classes. That's why quite a few of us on the staff at Smoking Gun Works are instructors as well. You know, we continually train to make sure that we can pass that on to the customers.
Yep, and with safety being your number one priority there,
very much
it's important that the instruction that new people get sends them on the path of doing everything safely to begin with. It just becomes second nature.
It truly does.
Start out with keeping the finger straight.
Exactly.
Start out with treating every weapon as being loaded.
Muzzle toward me, you know? Right.
Yeah, don't sweep anybody. don't do those things. And once you have that solid foundation to build on, then learning goes forward much faster.
You bet. And then, it can be a very exciting field to be in.
Yeah.
You know? Well, what about the long guns? I've never shot those before, or I've had very little experience with them. You know, we can help with that.
Yep.
Vice versa with the handguns.
And your instructors are first rate. Michael was the instructor we came over for the renewal of our concealed carry.
Oh, yes.
What a first rate guy. Cut
he really is.
All the legalese, all the verbiage to explain exactly what everything meant and how you were supposed to go moving forward, what this meant, what that. Anybody has a question at any moment. And Michael's another one. I want to tell you guys, there aren't stupid questions. Don't be worried that I'm going to look at you and go, that's so dumb. Ask me.
Exactly.
And people did.
Well, another, you know, very responsible thing to do is to have a concealed carry license. You know, look at all the responsibilities, the legal aspects of it. So we want to make sure that you know, having that permit, what your legal rights are, where you're to carry, where you're not to carry, how you're to present it.
Yes.
I mean, all these factors are a huge part of what we teach at Smoke and Gun Works.
And the best way to get through fear, get through clumsiness and all that is knowledge, is experience.
And, yes, and to ask the questions. And to have people, those questions answered. Exactly.
And, you know, people teach things all the time, whether they're good at it or not. You hire people who are good at teaching it and good at interacting with the people they're teaching.
I'm very fortunate with the staff. I really am. And Michael specifically, you know, he's one of our lead instructors. He'll do a one-on-one class, you know, or instruction if you feel more comfortable doing that. Classroom activities. Also a competitive shooter.
Yep.
He
knows his stuff.
Oh, he truly does.
Yep.
And he's the one.
Experience in the Marine Corps as well, as I recall.
Exactly. Served our country quite well. He's one of the reasons why we have the new Glock Shooting Sports Foundation coming in at Smoke and Gun Works. We're hosting that competition. It's from the bare novice to the advanced elite shooters in our nation.
Outstanding.
Oh, we're excited to have it back at Smoke and Gun Works again.
Okay, when will that be?
We actually have three of them. The first one will be in October.
Okay.
They're on our website. You can sign up for Glock Shooting Sports Foundation, become a member. It's an exciting shoot. It's an indoor shoot, timed, and it's actually moving targets as well. It's fun to shoot. It really is.
Speaking of moving targets, the last time you and I were together a week or so back, we were down in Byron at Prairie Fire.
Yes.
And I had errands that I had to run afterwards. You had an event coming up. I really wanted to go with you, but I knew I'd get really in trouble if I went with you instead of doing the errands I was supposed to. You had the zombie shoot.
Yes. We were just practicing to get ready to make sure it's a good polished shoot. So we have black lights in the range. Glow-in-the-dark targets, of course, zombies. You have to shoot that. It's October, you know, Halloween's upon us. But it was so much fun. I giggle like a little kid every time I'm in there doing this.
Because they appear out of the darkness and move around, right?
Yeah, so the target will move out to a static position. You are going to shoot like five rounds at that position. Then the target will actually charge at you, and you have to hit the moving target. You know, five rounds there. So next position will be a static and then a charge again. And by the time we were done, I mean, yeah, I'm out of ammo. You know, we shot
everybody's
the targets.
Laughing and
oh, my God, yes. They were actually laughing at me, laughing like a little kid standing there, shooting the targets. But that's going to be our Halloween shoot. We've got other things, a Glock raffle going on for Glocktober, as we call it.
I like it.
Yeah, it... There's been a lot of neat things at Smoke and Gun Works, no doubt about it.
And here's the thing, you've never been to the range before. Trust me on this one. These are the nicest ranges you will find anywhere. I've been in them all over the country. They don't even come close to what Doc has over at Smoke and Gun Works, not even close. And Joe, who had never gone out before when you and I went out to shoot, talk about giggling.
I thought it still echoes in there, Joe.
There was some giggling that went on your part there.
Yeah, it was shocking. Yeah,
it's wildly fun.
Yeah. First time you do it, it's I can see the addictive nature to getting out and sharpening your skills
and then being proud of your target, which still hangs on the wall in
still
his
office.
Still
on my wall, yeah.
I noticed that.
Yep.
I did. Yes.
A good grouping.
Yeah, it truly was.
I've been told. Yes. 57 Magnum rounds in a group, and don't trifle with Joe Drench. You may try this novice thing, but then, you know, the next thing you know, you're being carried by six.
This is shooting guns. Oh, okay.
Really? I believe the caption above that target was "Enter at your own risk."
Isn't that it, Joe? And still, boom! All of it right there.
Yeah.
We've only got about a minute or so left. There's never enough time to spend with you and talk about these things. What have I asked you this morning that you wanted people to hear about?
Another thing in October is we have our date night coming up as well, Halloween shoot. Again, you know, catered in meal, you get an hour of range time and a lot of fun on the range. You know, a great time to spend with your spouse on the range. It's a great activity to shoot together.
Yep. I brought this up to my wife, and my wife went, that's really cool. That sounds great.
It actually was my wife's idea to start this many years ago, and it's been an ongoing thing at Smoke and Gun Works.
Tell you, you guys have more cool things going on, cool events, classes, all that, not to mention the expansive gun shop that has everything that you're looking for. And if you don't have it, you can get it.
Oh, definitely.
And for the archery fan out there, you've got a new area there, too.
Yes, we just stepped into that arena, starting out with crossbows in particular. It's been really neat to get have the reception that we have about having that exposure to archery in our area. Because it's pretty deplete in our area right now.
Well, not anymore.
No, not anymore.
Not anymore, thanks to Spoken Gun Works.
One of my employees is going to be trained to be a certified bow technician so we can help out with repairs there as well. Like our certified gunsmith that's on staff.
Joe was doing that too, but it was with violins. Just, yeah. A little different, a lot less dangerous.
Yeah,
not a chance to take a hunting arrow in the leg.
Exactly. Can anybody come in and shoot arrows? Need to know what you're doing? You going to help us out?
We will be able to do that shortly, yes.
Okay, all right.
We truly will. We're going to have our indoor bow range to make sure we can sight in your archery, whether it's compound bow or crossbow, whatever the case may be.
So there you go. Very so nice. Now you know what to ask Santa for.
To do.
New crossbow
new
for
compound
Christmas.
Bow,
compound bow for Christmas.
Exactly.
Well, everything
you out there hunting too, Joe.
<All right. laughs> Everything Doc's been telling us about, you can find at their magnificent website. I'm telling you, Samantha did such a wonderful job putting this website together. It's got everything you're looking for, along with links to people, information. Doc's got his videos up there, which are, you know, if you're not careful, you'll learn something.
Well, we hope so.
I wasn't careful. I learned many things watching your videos. So it's a website that is well worth taking some time and taking your time and going through it, because there's a lot of information there, a lot of great stuff about Smoke and Gun Works, how they do, what they do, why they do it, and why you should come over and do it with them.
Yes, we want to make Smoke and Gun Works well worth your drive out to see us.
It is.
And Samantha has done a stellar job on getting that website up and running to fine-tune it to the level that it is.
Yep. So
very proud
another one of the super fine employees you have right there that will make you feel welcome and make you glad that you got there.
Well, to put all that together, it's just an incredible task that she's hurdled and done quite well with.
And we're going to get her on air next time you come in, right?
Yes, I'm looking forward to pulling Samantha off duty and get her on the air with me.
Here's the thing. She doesn't want to.
Yeah, I know.
And she's armed.
She is.
Maya. I stopped trying to persuade when those two things intersect like that.
Right.
Woman says no and is armed. Well, then no, it is.
No, she's been very willing to help out on many aspects at Smoke and Gun Works. Like I said, the website is just stellar.
It is. It's outstanding.
It's very informative, from the new laws to how-to instruction. You name it, it's on the website.
Check out the website, smokeandgunworks.com. Doc, always great to see you.
Thanks, guys. Really appreciate it.